Hello, everyone, and welcome to 11 Foot Pole, a tale of high adventure. My name is Glenn. I am the usual dungeon master for this program, and I'm coming to you today with just an announcement, a little bit of a sad one, but for the time being, 11 Foot Pole is going to be going on hiatus. Not sure if or when we're going to be back on the air. I'm sure you guys understand sometimes things in life just happen where there's a lot of stuff going on, and something has to go. And for me personally right now, it's going to have to be the podcast and the YouTube show for a little while. I don't want to totally leave you guys in the lurch, so I want to give you, if you're interested in what was going to happen in this tale of high adventure, I'm going to put a link to PhD&D's playlist where he lays out the entire Rime of the Dark Sun campaign and tells you everything that was going to happen and where it was all going to go. Go take a look at that. It's really interesting and well-produced stuff. Just so you know, the only difference in our campaign, first of all, was I was including elements from another 5th edition Wizards of the Coast campaign called Storm King's Thunder. I based the town of Nightstone out of this, and I had the idea that the giants in the Ringing Mountains could be having some of the events of Storm King's Thunder. I thought it might be neat to use rune giants from Pathfinder up there in the Ringing Mountains and kind of add another layer of possibilities and stuff with these giants launching all these attacks against the people of the Ten Towns. And of course, the other thing I was adding to the whole campaign, because I can't leave well enough alone, was a bunch of stuff from Monty Cook's Arcana of the Ancients. This excellent source book includes ways to have all this futuristic tech included in your campaign based off of his Numenera world, but the Arcana of the Ancients is for 5th edition. So I was going to bring a bunch of this stuff in to really give us that Thundar the Barbarian angle. I was working up to the intro adventure from this, the Sleep of the Crooked Hills, or the Hills of Crooked Sleep, or whatever it is. I was going to let the players were going to go through that. And then also, as Darren had started to figure out in the campaign, I was going to make King Kalax return instead of him just creating a Shardalan dragon the way he does in PhD&D's campaign. They were actually going to be building him sort of like a battle tank, futuristic body from this recovered technology from the lost Arcana of the Ancients. And so that was going to, and Darren figured it out way too early in the campaign that that's the reason that the Templars were stealing these ciphers and so forth, is because they wanted to get this ancient battle bot body working for Kalak, and that was going to be the big climax of the campaign. So we're going to be, like I say, off the air for a while. If you're interested in more content from the Murfreesboro Murder Hobo Old School Gaming Association, you can go over and check our other YouTube channel. I'll try to put a link to that up here too, where we are doing the Dungeons of Drakenheim campaign, heavily influenced by Dark Souls and Bloodborne and Elden Ring. And so we're running that campaign over there, and that channel is just a campaign recap. Instead of you having to listen to us sit there and play the whole campaign, you can just tune in, and I kind of give you a recap of what's been happening, and you can follow along with us there. We really appreciate it. I want to say a special thanks to all our listeners, though, who've stuck with us through these two campaigns, and especially the folks that have been with us all the way back to the Mighty Deeds days. We see you guys. We appreciate you guys. I love you, and Jesus loves you. I hope to see some of you guys at Gen Con, and take care of yourselves.